Right, we're starting at the top of Yudal Raman Aleph by the explanation of the Gemara's explanation of Rabbi Yitzchak's position. Rabbi Yitzchak said it's on the fourth line down on Yudal Raman Aleph. As you remember, yesterday we had a machlokas, three-way machlokas, and the brayta between, we had Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Akiva's belief that Chayvei Kritut got Malkot, not just Karet. Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, which is that both Chayvei Kritot and Chayvei Mitot Beitin get Malkot. And then the final opinion, which we haven't really discussed yet, is Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion. Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion is that you get Malkot in neither of those cases. You never get Malkot. Unless it's just a lav, a plain lav, that's when you get Malkot. But if there's any Karet involved, or any Chayvei Mitot Beitin involved, you don't get Malkot. So where it says, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayvei Kritot Bichlal Hayu. They were included. If you remember, we mentioned yesterday when we spoke about Yitzchak that there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosafot about what the exact limud over here is that we discussed yesterday. But given this, chayvei kritot bichlal hayu, v'lama yatzad karet be'achoto. So why is there a specific karet mentioned by achoto? Meaning that the whole parsha of Arayot has karet associated with it, and yet by achoto in parshat kedoshim, perchav pasuk yudzayin, it says about achoto v'nichrutu le'nei bnei amam ervat achoto gila b'no yisa. So why is there an extra karet over there? So lama yatzad karet b'achoto. That's to teach you that when it comes to karet, yes, malkot, no. That's an exclusive. Karet means yes, and we know in general when you have something, shiyatza min haklal lamed, lo, ala tzmo yatza, ala lamed, ala klal kulo yatza. That when it leaves the klal, if you have a general principle and one item is pulled out, it's not pulled out just to teach about itself, but to teach about the entire klal. So if that's the case, then everything would have karet and no malkot. So Gemara says, Rabbanan karet be'achuto ulamali. Now here, the Gemara is going to use the term Rabbanan loosely, because the term Rabbanan really refers to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Right, the ones who are arguing on Rabbi Yitzchak. So what do they do with karet be'achuto ulamali? So Gemara says, lechalek uked Rabbi Yochanan. That's to divide up like Rabbi Yochanan. What does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan, shimasan kulam be'alam echad, chayav akol achat ve'achat. That a person does bishogeg, right? Whether it's numerous arayot or we'll see any other lav, that they're still considered to be each one as an independent item. You would have thought, I have a lav, I have an azhara by each one of the arayot. Then I have a general punishment for all of them, which is karet. But that's all in one pasuk that gives karet for all of them. Now I have something in between called the shogeg. Someone is a shogeg, brings a korban when it comes to arayot, brings a korban chatat. That korban chatat, what is it determined, or what determines how many korbanei chataot that you bring? Is it the fact that each one is a separate lav, so therefore you're going to bring a korban chatat for each one of them? Or, because v'nichrutu, there's only one karet for all of them, right? It's a one punishment that's mentioned, so too, there'll be only one korban for all of them. Along comes karet bachoto to tell you, that each one as an individual, each one stands individually and independently. That means if you violate multiple arayot, a person bishogeg, a person will be multiple karbanot. I mean, obviously, if you violate multiple arayot, you can't get multiple kritot. I mean, shemaim, I guess you could, but it's not. A person can only pass away once. A person can chas v'shalom only lose his children once. But here, when it comes to shogeg, where there is ability to have multiplicity of punishment or kapara, there you will have a korban for each one of them. We have a similar idea by Shabbos, melachot Shabbos. Right? Melachot of Shabbos, they all say the chalik yatzda. Why did the Mishnah bring all 39 melachot? To teach you, if you violate all the 39 melachot, that you have to bring a korban chatat on each one of them. Even though there's only one lo tasuko melacha in the Torah, there's only one restriction, nevertheless, each melacha stands independently, so you bring a korban chatat. So too over here, each one of the arayot stands independently. So now the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. Vir Rabbi Yitzchak lechalek minole. What does Rabbi Yitzchak know about this lechalek? Because he already uses this karet to teach him about the fact that karet for the malkot. Now, how does he get the chalek? Says no problem. I know that me Elisha binidat tumata. Right, so that's the pasuk that is found in Parshat Achrei Mot in the Azharot that are given towards the nida. It says Elisha binidat tumata lo tikrav legolot ervata. So, why does that teach you? Because that teaches the chayev akol isha viisha. To teach you your chayev on each isha. Why? Because it could have just said el nida bitumata lo tikrav. What does it mean el isha? So that extra word of isha comes to tell me that your chayev akol isha viisha. So Gemara says, Rabbanon, amitok b'lei meha. So why don't the Rabbanon learn it now from Elisha that you're the chalek? So Gemara says, Ein Ochanami. You're right. You could learn it out from there. So Rabbanan, therefore, both Rabbanan and Rabbi Yitzchak learned the fact that there is a chiluk in the arayot, a chiluk ben them that you would bring multiple carbonot for them. They both learned it out from Elisha, Binidat, Tumata, Vela. So now, what do they do? We've lost the solution to our problem of before. What do they do with Karet Dachoto? What do they do with that Karet Dachoto? Lomali. So it says, Bechayvo, Alachoto, Valachot Aviv, Valachot Imo. It's to be mechayev someone if they sleep with a single woman that, not single in the sense that she's single, but a one woman, right, that alachotot. Right. She is married, but not in a bad way. These are not good marriages over here. Anyway, she is both his sister, his aunt from his father, and his aunt from his mother. All three of these shemot are in this one woman. So I said, Pshita. What's the question here? Hare gufin mukhlakin. First of all, you have separate dinim. Hare shemot mukhlakim. And you have separate names. So I gave actually the conclusion of the Gemara. Right now, the having me the Gemara is that each one of these is a separate woman. Each individual women. Right? You'll be chayav if achotov, sister, aunt. And from your mother's side, and from your father's side. So Gemara says, what's the question here? Gufin mukhlakim. You're talking about separate women. Women, and number two, Shemot Mukhulakim, we're talking about different Isurim. So of course he's Chayav on each one. Ela lechayvo al achoto, shehi achot aviv, shehi achot imo. That was the solution that I gave you before. This is a single woman, again, not one woman, who is achot, both his sister, his aunt from his mother, and his aunt from his father. Veichem mishkachala. How do we have a case like that? Birishia bar rishia. The only way to get this is to have a Rasha, the son of a Rasha. Why is that? You have to have a case where as Rashi explains over here, person who goes ahead and has arayot with his mother and gives birth to two daughters. Gives birth to two daughters. A person called loosely marries their mother and then has two daughters. Then, after that, he goes ahead and marries one of those daughters. And from that daughter, he has a child. That child. Now, that child who goes ahead and has arayot with the sister of his mother, now, the sister of his mother, on a number of fronts, is related to him. Let's think about this. You have a son who slept with his mother, and then he has two daughters. Then he sleeps with one of those daughters, and has another son. So the son, when looking at one of his aunt, not his mother, but her sister, looking at his aunt, he's related to her in a number of ways. Number one, they share a common father. They share a common father, makes them brother and sister. But this woman is also his mother's sister, which makes him an aunt through his mother. This woman is also his father's sister. Why is he his father's sister? Because they share a common mother. They share a common mother. He was born to that mother, and then he slept with that mother in order to have these two daughters. So they share a common mother. So he's an aunt from his mother's side, father's side, and he is a sister. So that's Rishia by Rishia, that case. So what the Karet Bachoto comes to teach me, even when you have multiple Shemot on one goof, you still get multiple, right? Well, it'll be either multiple Chataot Bishogeg, or technically multiple Kritot, if you are a bit Mezid. So it says, Rabbi Yitzchak. So now Rabbi Yitzchak, Hamanale. Where does Rabbi Yitzchak know this from? Meaning that, okay, now you explained to me what Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva do with this word achoto, but now Rabbi Yitzchak needs the same limud. So what does he do for that limud? And that's what the series. We're going to have two series in the Gemara that basically do this. One now with Rabbi Yitzchak and later on with Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish, that each one goes one by one. So now every time we find something that they learn or another way they learn it, right, exactly. You have to find what the other person does with it. So we have a series of these items now. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak Panole, Nafgalei Mikalva Chomer, Nafgalei Mikalva Chomer. He learns it out from a Kalva Chomer. It's not. We have a Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Be'itlis Shel Imum. It was in the meat marketplace of Imum. Shalchu Lekach Behema Lemishte Benosh Rabbi Gamliel. They went to buy meat for the wedding of the child of Rabbi Gamliel. Abba, he asked the question. Abba choto, shia chot aviv, shia chot imo, mao. What's the din? Eino chayav al kulan, el achat. Is it one isur, because it's one goof? O chayav al kol achat v'achat. Or is he chayav on each one, because there are shemot v'chulakim. Amrulo, Zu lo shamanu. We never heard this din, but aval shamanu, we heard a different din. Haba al chamesh nashim nidot be'elam echad. Person who has relations with five women who are nidot in one forgetting, meaning in one time that he forgot about the din. Therefore, he's a shogeg. It's elam echad. Shechayav al kol achad v'achad. Even though it's one shame, shame nida. Nevertheless, he's chayav al kol achad v'achad. You see? Oh, so that's what Gemara says. Well, what's it? So it says, "Venir in dvarim ikavachomer." So now Gemara says, "All right, that's a kavachomer." Ma nida shi shem echad chayav al kol achad v'achad. Nida, which is one shame, if you're chayav on each one of these nidot. Kach shlosh shem. Out here, you have three surim lo kol shekain. Gemara says, "Ve'idach." And this is the question the Shul just asked. Kavachomer prichol. This is a broken kavachomer. The chomer doesn't make sense. Why? Ma the nida shekain gufin mechulakin. How can you even compare the cases? Right, you're talking about five different women. So maybe gufin mechalakim is the determining factor, not shemot mechulakim. And therefore, when you have guf echad, you'd only get one isur. So Gemara says, okay, uli diach nami havadei kavachomer pichu. Well, if it's a problem for Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, you know who else it's a problem for? Rabbi Yitzchak. This is not a good kavachomer Rabbi Yitzchak either. So now we still need to know, where does Rabbi Yitzchak know? Achoto shi, achot aviv, shi, achot amil. Where does he know that from? Elenafkale mi achoto de seifa. He learns it out from the achoto de seifa, because in the pasuk it says the word achoto twice. In Parashat Kedoshim it says ish asher itach et achoto bat aviv o bat imo v'ra'et ervata v'hi tira et ervato chesed hu v'nichritu leinei b'nei amam ervat achoto gila b'no isa. So it's an achoto at the beginning of the pasuk, achoto at the end of the pasuk. So the achoto at the end of the pasuk, extraneous. We didn't need that achoto. So what is he going to do? He learns it out from that achoto at the seifa of the pasuk. Right, so now with that extra achoto, v'idach, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, what do they do with this achoto, this seifa? What do they do with this achoto, this seifa? Lomali, l'chaivo, al achoto, bat aviv, uvat imo. That's, we learned in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we also saw it earlier here in the Makot, and Daf Hey, right, that, to make him chayav on a sister, that is both a sister to his mother and his father. Lomar, she'enon shimin adin. To teach you can't be given onesh to kavachomer. Why? What's the beginning of the pasuk? The beginning of the pasuk is isha keikach et achoto. He has a sister, bat aviv, a sister through the father, o batimo, or a sister through his mother. So he's chayav and a half-sister. Whether the half-sister comes through the father or whether the half-sister comes through the mother. What about a full sister? A sister that is both bat aviv and batimo. So what would you say? It's obvious, because it's a kavachomer. If he's chayav on his half-sister, right, then he certainly is chayav on his full-sister. Along comes the pasuk in the end, it says the word achoto again, to teach you achoto, shehu batimo ubat aviv, a full-sister. Why do I need the pasuk? To teach you, you can't use a kavachomer to get an onish. Ein onshim min ha-din. So where it says, v'idach? What about Rabbi Yitzchak? Where does Rabbi Yitzchak tell the din of ein onshim min ha-din? So Gemara says, Ibai Teima, two possibilities for him. Gamar Onish Me'azara, learns out the Onish from the warning, or Ibai Teima Nafkele Me'achoto Duresha. But the other possibility is he learns it out from the Achoto Duresha. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean that he learns it out from the Azara? Well, by the Azara, we have the same problem. By the Pasuk in Achremot, it says by Achoto, it says, Ervat Achot Achotcha Bat Avicha, Obat imecha. So over there again, it's bat avicha and bat obat imecha. So it's your sister, half sister again. Later, two psukim later, it says, ervat bat eshet avicha, moledet avicha, achot chayi, lo tegale ervata. What's that achot chayi by the Azara? That comes to teach you what to a full sister. So again, so now I know ein mazhirin min adin. So now I know ein mazhirin min adin. I take that ein mazhirin min adin and I say, oh, just like by the Azara is Magale, that I have Achotcha bat avicha bat imecha, and now if that means also full sister, so too over here, I know that also full sister is included. Now, whether that is done through a kavachomer or not is questionable. Rashi phrases it as it's a gilui milsa. Just like by Azara, I have a gilui milsa, I have a half sister. Right, or that the onesh should apply. That it should, if you can say by the Azara, half sister and full sister are equal, and it wrote both of them out, then certainly by the onesh, if I have the half sister, then certainly a full sister should get the onesh as well. That would be the way Rashi learns it. Tosus learns that it's actually a kavachomer. Right, it's a kavachomer. That's what it's taught. Now, if it's so very good. So Tosus says, wait a minute. How can we have this? Rabbi Yitzchak, right? Now, he says, Rabbi Yitzchak is of the opinion elsewhere in Shas that in Unshin Minadin. You're allowed to be onshin min adin. So what is Rabbi Yitzchak learning over here? Ein onshin min adin, ein onshin min adin. So Tosfos comes up with a balance over here that says that you can be onshin min adin when the onish already exists. Ein onshin min adin is when the onish does not exist whatsoever. For instance, we do not know what the onish should be in this situation. So then you go ahead and take a Kal v'chomer to teach you what the onish should be in this situation. It says even Rabbi Yitzchak agrees there, ein onshin min adin. Ah, where does Rabbi Yitzchak say onshin min adin? We already know there's an onish, we just don't know if it applies in this case. So what do we have? By a half-sister, we know the onish is correct already. We know there's an onish by a half-sister. The only question is, by a full sister, what's the story? There he says, no, it's just a question, does the onish by the half-sister also apply to a sister? Then you can make a Kal v'chomer to say that it's also included under that category. So that answers your question over here.
Like you said, we're not really the onish by the half-sister. We're learning that a full sister is included in the category.
Exactly. The way Rashi did it as a Gilui Milsa, Tosa says that still can be a Kal v'chomer. And that Kal v'chomer teaches me that half-sister includes full sister as well. So I'm not teaching you a new onesh. The onesh exists. Just a question of this half sister. Does that mean also include full sister? So that's how Tosfos deals with the issue. And Rashi did it through a Gilui Milsa to avoid the problem of using a Kal v'chomer. Tosfos says you can even use a Kal v'chomer because we're dealing with two different types of Kal v'chomer here. Then one Kal v'chomer that teaches you onesh from nothing, you know, yesh mi'ayin, that you can't do. Another Kal v'chomer just says what's included in this category of onesh. That you can do, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, at least. The other possibility is that the achoto dereisha. What does that mean, the achoto dereisha? Because the pasuk we said before has the word achoto twice in it. It says in the beginning of ish asher yikach et achoto bat avir ubat imo. Well, you could have just said, right, why does it have to say achoto over here? Well, it's not so simple. Of course you need achoto, because it could have written ki yikach et bat aviv ubat imo. That's what he could have said. He could have just said he took bat aviv ubat imo, and you would have known that's your sister. So why do you need the word achoto in the ratio? So that Rabbi Yitzchak says, I'm going to use the achoto. Right, two extra achoto, so I'll use that achoto the ratio to solve my problem of ein onshin min adin. If I don't want to learn it from Masara, I can learn it out from there. Now, of course, now we created another problem. Well, if there's achoto the ratio, vidach, what are Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva going to do with achoto the ratio? Someone says, only by lechalek, that they need it, the chalek. Ah, we already have the chalek. No, this is chalek karet, lemefateim or lesach. That's to create a separate isur, or separate karet, or shoke, or korban, for mifateim and sach. What's the problem here? We have a pasuk in Kitisa that says about the Shemna Mishpa, there are two restrictions. Number one is, umat kunto lo tusekamo, you're not allowed to make the Shemna Mishpa with the same ingredients, right? And number two is, you're not allowed to be sach. Lo yisach, right? You're not allowed to be sach, you're not allowed to be anoint yourself from the Shemana Mishkan Moshe. Then at the end of that parsha, it says that anybody who does that will be chayav karet. But then it includes both of them together. It does not give a separate din for each one of them. Because it says, al basar adam lo yisach, umant kunto lo tasekumo, right? And by a karet it says, ish asher yitach momo, vasher yitem yimenu alav, right? V'nechvata. So the nechrata, there's one karet for both isurim. I have one karet for both isurim. So how do I know over there that they become separated? How do I separate them out? So as opposed to over here by arayot, let's at least start with arayot. Maybe by arayot, already I know that I have a separate lav for each one of them, and then I have a karet that involves the whole parsha. But each one of them is listed separately. Over here, I have one karet that is listed together with the two lavim. It's not like it's a general karet for the whole parsha. We have a general karet for the whole parsha. We're going to peel it individually and say lechalik. But now I have one karet that is specifically assigned for someone who puts it on or makes it. So it sounds like it's all one karet. You can't get two karet.
Or you need to do both.
Or need to do both, right. So over here, that's where along comes. Right. Along comes the pasuk of achoto. Im eno the inyan, I don't need it here anymore because I already know that the arayot are separate. Im eno the kan, tenel the inyan, lusham. And that teaches me what? That mifateim and tzach, lechalik, are separate isurim, separate karitot, separate korbanot. So, alright, so Gemara says, of course, now where do we have a problem? Vidach. Rabbi Yitzchak, how's he going to know to separate out asach v'amefateim? So he had two possibilities. One is, Ibadimik Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Yeshua, Hoshaya, he hold the Rabbi Lazar bar Hoshaya, Amar Rabbi Lazar bar Hoshaya, Kol makom shatem motzeh shnei lavim, v'karet echad, chalukim hein lekarban. Doesn't matter. Once you have two lavim and one karet, they're separate entities when it comes to the karban. The lavim dictate, not the karet. Right? It's the Levim that dictate, not the Karet, and therefore you have separate Karbanot. Rashi points out from here, well, once you've done that, guess what? You don't need Arayot, you don't need the Chalek, you don't need Arayot over there. So then he has everything's extra, and that's what Rashi shows, and we'll look through how Rashi learns the Sugya. Tosus quotes Rashi, and then he says, brings another opinion, and then he says, Rashi's right. The only problem is that the opinion that he quotes as Rashi is not Rashi. Our Rashi is the second opinion he quotes. So he goes in and says, Rashi's right, but it's not the Rashi that he's quoting. He's quoting a different Rashi about what they do with the extra words over here. We'll look at it in 1 second. I have a chart for you so you can see what the sugi laid out. The other possibility is Ibai Dema. So Ibai Dema here, the Bach eliminates this. Those are like Rebbe Lazar. No. Nafkalei me'ish asher yishkavet isha davah. Oh, because we have another pasuk in Arayot in Parsha Kedoshim, which also has a karet mentioned by it. It says, which is v'isha asher yishkavet isha adavav gala et ervata et mikora he'arav hi galtad mikor damea v'nichritu shneem mikarev amam. So you have a specific karet written by Nida. So why is there a specific karet written by Nida? Well, we already know the chalek by Arayot. That we already know from... Either we know that from Achoto, right? Or we know it from the Karet, depending if you're the Rabbaner. So now we already know that. What are you going to do with the Karet of Nida? Well, the Karet of Nida comes to teach me the Chalek by Sach and Mifatim. That's what it comes to teach me, that you are Mechalek over there.
Still based on
Yibiru. Yes. Imenu l'inyan l'kan, t'neu l'inyan l'sham. Sumar says, okay, wow, well now we have another limud, v'idach, what are Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel going to do with v'isha, v'isha sheishka v'isha davad, the extra karet, what are they going to do with that? Says, how do we violate to Rabbi Yochanan? They need that for Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Yochanan mishim Rabbi Shim b'yochai, minayim, shemein isha tmeya, ad sheyetzei midava. How do I know that a woman is not a nida until the blood is... The sighting of the blood comes derech, right? The derech the makom ha erva. So how do I know that? Actually, say mi dava derech ervata. Shneamar v'isha sheishkav v'isha dava v'gila et ervata. Lamei sheinisha tmeya. Actually, say mi dava derech ervata. So if her flow that she has does not come derech ervata, does not come through the erva, then she's not a nida. Now this halacha has actually broader application. And what's the exception to the case? Right. Okay, so the exception to the case is a Yotzei Dolphin. So this is actually a case that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that if a woman who gives birth through a C-section, right, and therefore she will have all these items actually are subject to the din of coming through the channel, right, coming through the vaginal canal and be coming out through the erva. If they're not, if they're taken out through a C-section, the woman is, number one, not a nida. Number two is, she's not Tmeya Yoledet. And she cannot, she will not be a zava gedola. I mean, all three of these items all require that they come derech ha-erva. Therefore, if the C-section is done, right, and the baby's taken out that way, and all the blood flow comes from that side, there is no tuma, and she won't even have tuma to yoledet.
But soon after the C-section, there isn't any flow.
Right, so that is probably today, and I'm assuming that's the case, that by a C-section, that many times there's also, right, simultaneously blood through the erva, and that would be mafkia. But if for whatever reason it wasn't that way, then she'd be tahor, which is an amazing thing. It's right down the Shulchan Aruch, halacha, this halacha. Okay, so now, to summarize what we saw until this point in time, so here I have the charts, you can take a look here, that we're looking for a number of items, right? We're looking for items that are solutions to problems. We have problems, and we want to know where we learn those solutions, right? Where do we know those solutions from? So we have, first of all, karet velo malkot. Right? This idea that you get karet and you don't get malkot. So the Rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, don't need that, because that's not, they don't learn that. Rabbi Yitzchak learns that out, whether it's Rabbi Yitzchak here or the Rabbi Yitzchak of the Ibai Teima, learns that out from karet da'choto. That's a given. We know that from the karet da'choto. Now, lechalek barayot. How do we know that arayot all come and they get a separate korban? So we thought originally for the Rabbanan, they learned that out from the karet da'choto. Later on, we say, well, once we know that they can learn out from Isha B'dinat Tumata, that's where they learn it from Isha B'dinat Tumata. Then the Chalek B'Arayot, where we know that from? So again, we thought, originally the Chalek B'Arayot, we thought Rabbi Yitzchak learned it out from Isha B'dinat Tumata. But later on, when we meet, or we are introduced to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Now, Rabbi Oshaya, then we learned that anytime there's Beit Lavim, Karet Echad, there are Chalukim, the Karban. Then they get split for a Karban. I don't need Velisha B'nidat Tumata anymore because I have now Rabbi Lazar. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says I don't need it anymore because once I learned the din of Rabbi Lazar, I don't need that original din of Isha B'nidat Tumata.
The original Rabbi, he's still learning from?
Yeah, because they don't have Rabbi Lazar necessarily. They don't have to have Rabbi Lazar. It's only said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. But according to the Ibai Dame of Rabbi Yitzchak, who does not have Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Oshaya, he has to learn it out from Velisha. Now, next din that we wanted to learn was achoto, she achot aviv, she achot imo. Right?
The opposite. We asked what we learned from karet achoto.
Right, so there we know. So there, Rabbanon, get that from karet achoto. Rabbi Yitzchak, alright, now, Rabbi Yitzchak originally thought to learn that out from a kavachomer from Nashim Nidot. Right, the kavachomer from the question Rabbi Kiva answered. Kamar says that's a kavachomer pircha, and therefore in the end he learns it out from achoto de seifa. He learns it out from the second achoto in both instances.
Kavachomer
pircha
because it's
goofy and mechalakin. Then next we wanted the din of Einon Shin Minadin. Where do we know that term? Well, the Chamim learned that out, Rabbanu learned that out from achoto de seifa. And where does Rabbi Yitzchak learn it out from? Either he learns it out onesh mazara, or he learns it out from achoto de reisha. He learns the achoto de reisha. Now the chaleik karet ulamefateim of the sach. Right? How do I know there's a chiluk karet by fateim and sach? So Rabbanan learned that out of the achoto de reisha. Well, the achoto de reisha is no longer available to Rabbi Yitzchak. So therefore, he learns it out from Ablazar, Amar Rabbi Oshaya. That what? Two lavim with karet achad gives you two is chalukim the karban. That's where they learn it out. And the ibay dema, they learn it out from isha sheishka vishka dava. That he learns it out from the extra karet by the isha dava. Nida, that she's tmeah rak mir vata. The Rabbanim will learn that out from isha sheishka vishka dava. That's Rabbi Yochanan's din. Rabbi Yitzchak can learn it out from there because he doesn't need that pasuk if he holds like Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oshaya. On the other hand, if he doesn't hold like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Oshaya, and he uses isha shadava, he doesn't have that limud of Rabbi Yochanan's limud. He can't have it unless he learns two things out of the pasuk. Right, that we're unclear about. What Tosfos? The Gemara does not address it, probably not, but then you have to figure out a way that he can learn out two things from the same pasuk. Maybe just one from the karet, one from the fact that it says the word erva next to dava, maybe that you would say something to that sort. So the Gemara doesn't address it, so now Tosfos says, wait a minute, Rashi, this is very nice. Rashi says that what? Once I know Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Oshaya, I can apply him to the chaleik by tulavim and karet achad, I can apply that to mefateim and sach, and I also can apply it to arayot. Tosfos says, why don't I take it one step further? I can also use it to be mechalek between achoto, she achot aviv, achot imo. Why do I need to put the achoto, the seifa, to teach me that? I already could, what? I already learned that out from Rabbi Lazar, I'm a Rabbi Oshaya also. What do I need? So Tosfos wants to say, maybe they're different. Maybe where we say that the gufim mechulakim, there is a difference that gufim mechulakim, whereas guf echad, maybe it's not the case. So maybe it should not be extraneous. Then he says, no, you know what? The Gemara in Kritut sounds like Rashi. The Rashi is quoting, which we don't have. The other parish of Kunjis, it sounds like Rashi that they are also from Amar Abba Zarbe Oshayo. Well then, if you do that, you have an extra choto. What are you going to do with that extra choto? He says, maybe that's just Lishna Dekra. That's the way the pasuk speaks. The first achoto is not extraneous. It's only one extra achoto in the pasuk, not two extra achoto. Alright, so that's a summary of the sugya, a big picture of the sugya, about how each one of them gets their limud based on what we saw. Alright, now we're gonna go on to the next sugya, which is Machlokas Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Very similar style. We're gonna have one. How do each one learn them? Exactly, back and forth. So now we have, Gemara says, the Tamei Shachalat HaKodesh, the Tamei who eats Kodesh, we said in a Mishnah, gets Malkot. So when it says, Bishlama Abala Mikdash Tamei, I know someone who comes into a Mikdash Tamei, that he is both, he's Chayav Malkot, as well as the fact that he is what? Chayav Karet. Why? K'tiv Onesh. V'k'tiv Azara. We have an Onesh, you have Azara. Onesh, D'k'tiv, in this week's Parsha, the Onesh is written, Kol HaNogea B'meit B'nefesh Adam Asher Yamut, V'lo Yitchata, Et Mishkan Hashem Timei, Venechrito. Someone who's Tamei enters into the Mikdash, what's the punishment? Correct. That's from this week's Parsha, Parshat Chukat. Alright, Azara. Where do I know the Azara from? I know the Azara from back in Parshat. Not so. It says, right there, there's the Parsha of Shiluach. Right, the shiluach of all the tmeim from the machaneh. Over there it says, "Misachar neviklat shalchum michutz machaneh tshalchum velo yitamu et machaneh." You're allowed to be mitameh the machaneh. That's a restriction against coming into whether it's the machaneh shchina, machaneh leviyah, machaneh Yisrael. Right, whether all of those are restricted over here, depending on the level of tuma. But there's lo yitamu et machaneh. So I have a restriction, a lav, not to go into the mikdash tmei, and I have an onesh karet. So now, but the problem is, what about the case that I'm looking for, which is Ela Tamei Shachalat Kodesh, someone who is Tumat Guf and eats Kodesh? Where do I know the Onesh Hazara? So it says Bishla Onesh Ktiv. I know the Onesh because it says in Parshat Tzav, Nefesh Asher Tochal Basar Mizevach Hashlamim Asher Lashem. Person who eats Basar Mizevach Hashlamim Asher Lashem VeTumato Alav, and he has Tumat Guf VeNechrito. Gets correct. Very simple. Anybody who's Tamei Tumat Guf eats Kodeshim gets correct. But Azara, we don't have an Azara. Azara minayin. Where do we know the Azara? That one is not allowed to eat Kodesh bitumat aguf. Where do we have an Azara for that? Says Machlokes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish Omer. Let's learn it out from the pasuk of Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. So that's found in by the Parshat Tazria. It says Shloshim Yom Shloshit Yamim Teshev Dmei Tara Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga Vela Migdash Lo Tavo Ad Melot Yamei Tara. So there, let's bechol kodesh lo tiga. Maybe we're going to learn later on why, but Rish Lakish thinks that that is an azhara for eating kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tani Bardula, Rabbi Yochanan says, I learned from Bardula, Atya tumato, tumato. It's a gzereshava tumato. Tiv chacha, it's written over here, but tumato alav v'nechrita. By the case of eating kodesh, when you have tumata guf, it says v'tumata alav v'nechrita. Right? And ktiv hotam by the pasuk of tmei meit. It's found in this week's parsha, in parshat chukat, where it says, over here, et mishkan Hashem tmei v'nechrita, a nefesh ha'i mi'israel ki mei nidan lo zorak alav tmei ye, old tumato bo. So there you have the word tumato again. What does it mean, old tumato bo? So just like by tumata meit, that is tumata guf, he may not enter the mikdash and he's punished karet, so too by tumata guf, I know the onesh already is karet. Where did I know the azara? I know it from there. That's the gzera shov. The gzera shov is just like there's an azara by tumata guf entering the mikdash, there's also an azara by tumata guf eating kodesh. Malahalan onesh vazara, afkan onesh vazara. So now the Gemara makes an interesting statement. Bishlomar Reish Lakish Lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I understand why Reish Lakish doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Gezer Shava Lo Gomir. He didn't have a Mesorah. It actually says he didn't have a Mesorah from his Rebbe. He didn't have a Mesorah from his Rebbe to learn this. What do you mean he didn't have a Mesorah from his Rebbe? Rabbi Yochanan was his Rebbe. What do you mean he didn't have that? So it's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, which says that Rabbi Yochanan sees Reish Lakish, you know, his strength, and he says, Helcha, the Raito, your strength should be for the Torah. So he offers him, Shufrach, Leneshe. Reish Lakish responds to Rabbi Yochanan and says, your beauty is for women. So he says, Amalei, Ihadrabach, if you return, Yahavin Allah Chachuti, I'll give you my sister. Rabbi Yochanan promises his sister to Reish Lakish, right, if he is Chozer Bid Shuva. Later on, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish get into a disagreement about a saif, a sakin, a pagion, a romach, a magal yad, a magal katsir, maybe a makablim tuma. When do they receive tuma? So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing, and Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Reish Lakish, listab listuyete yada. You know your trade. I mean, that he mentioned what he had done in the past, that he was a molestimet, a briot, he was a robber, he was a marauder, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan makes mention of that, about his past. And then Reish Lakish responds, Amalei, Umay Hanakli, what was it worth learning all this Torah? Hotam Rabu Karilei, they used to call me Rebbe, Hocha Rabu Karilei, now they call me Rebbe. So Rashi says, what does it mean they used to call me a Rebbe? So Rashi says, they used to call me a Rebbe, is that I was a Rav Lelistim. I was the head of the robbers, the head of the marauders. And now I'm called the head of the base medrash. I'm a Rebbe in the base medrash. So what is learning Torah? I was a head before, I'm a head now. You know, I was a Rebbe before, Rebbe now. What's the difference? Because you're still calling me a bandit, right? So what's the point of this? So now Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, comes along and says no. Rabbeinu Tam says, well, let's listen. What did Rabbi Yochanan say to Reish Lakish in the beginning? He says, Amalei, Ihadar Tabach, Yavin Alach Achoti. If you are Chozer Bitshuva, I will give you my sister. Wait, Chozer Bitshuva assumes that the person had something, left, and then wants to come back. Chozer means that he's returning. Today we use the word Chozer Bitshuva for even people who had never had any learning. But Rabbeinu Tam says, in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Daled, Tosfos there says, Mikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Reish Lakish, Mitchila Yada Harbe. He first learned. He learned a tremendous amount of Torah. He was a Talmud Chacham. Elisha Parak Ol Torah. Then he left. Venase Amaretz. Vasak Pelistio. He became an Amaretz. He became a bandit. Midkamar. How do I know that? Idar Dart Bechab. Mashmele Yot Kitchila. If you return to what you were before, Velotifrok Ol Torah Melecha. It's Vekamar Nami. Manat li hatam karli rabbi. Klomar mi ikara nami abu karli rabbi. When he says, they used to call me Rebbe. It's not when he was a bandit. I was a Rebbe beforehand. I used to be a big Talmud Chacham before. They called me Rebbe. Well, shechachti, and I forgot it. So, but that's, so what's the point? He says, well, all this Torah they learned again. I was a Rebbe before. Now you want to call me a Rebbe because what you taught me, but now you call me a bandit. What's it all worth? So, umash pirish akuntris, Rebbe and a rabosh l'estim, eni ra. That doesn't make any sense, the Rebbe Tam says. It doesn't make sense. So what do you see from the Tosfos? What do you see from Rebbe Tam? The Reish Lakish had other Rebbeim. Reish Lakish was a Talmud Chacham beforehand. He had other Mesorah besides Mesorah of Rabbi Yochanan. So you get there, right? So you could suggest over here, this is evidence of the fact that a Mesorah outside of Rabbi Yochanan, because here's Rabbi Yochanan has a Mesorah. No, even though all over Shas, you know, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue, despite the fact that Reish Lakish is his Talmud. But here, where it's something that requires a Mesorah, how could it be that Reish Lakish has an independent Mesorah? So you have to say, well, either he learned by others, but where was that? The answer is that he was Chozer B'tshuva. It wasn't something new. He already had some sort of Mesorah. He had items beforehand where he had a Mesorah about them, and therefore he will argue on Rabbi Yochanan over here. Just that, interesting, just reminded me of the Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita in Bab Metzia on Peidalitz, because here over here you see him saying he didn't learn this from his Rebbe. So Rabbi says, "Ela Rabbi Yochanan, my time of the Omer Kareish Lakish. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan hold like Kareish Lakish? I'm the Chah. How as Harad the Chuma? That is, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga is actually not used for Kodesh, but it's rather for Chuma. That teaches me that's an Azara, that by person who, we'll see in a second, touches Chuma, that they are, get a lav, or they get possibly get Malkot over here. So that's now, Gemara says, my time alone, Rabbi Yochanan, who was Hara the Chuma? Vele Shlakish, Azara the Chuma, we know, eh? Well, that's Rabbi Yochanan does that. Where does Rabbi Shlakish get his Azara for Chuma? Says Zafnagle, he learns it out, me ish mizer aron v'utzaro zav, and then the beginning of Parshat Emor. It says, ish mizer aron v'utzaro zav, b'kodoshim lo yochal, adashay yitair, v'nogea, b'chol t'mei nefesh, o ish ashet etzimeneshek v'zara, goes on. So over there it says, what? That lo yochal, someone who is ish mizer aron v'utzaro zav, that he can't eat, b'kodoshim. Over there, the Gemara learns, and we learn in other places, what kodshim are we talking about? Is it the bar shu shaveh b'zero shel aron? What thing applies to all zera aron? What is the one item of kodesh that all zera aron can eat? Avi omer, zu chuma. That's chuma. Chuma is the one item that can be eaten by men, women, psulim, chalalim, everything. All kohanim can eat this. Rashi asked the question, what about the chazen shulk? Chazen shulk of shlamim of kodshim kalim also can be eaten by everyone. As you said, there's one difference. One difference is a bat kohen that marries a Yisrael and then is divorced from him. When she returns, shava beit avia, she goes back to her father's house for chuma, but not for chazeh v'shok. So he says, that's it. Chuma trumps. Chuma is the one that is the most widely eaten by mizer aron. So what do you see from that? So the kodshim that we're talking about in this pasuk, it can't be real kodshim. They're talking about chuma. It says, what? But kodshim lo yochal. So that's why he learns out the nazara b'chuma. So that's how he knows it from there. Gemara says, v'idach, Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan gonna do with that? Ha'ula achila. That puzzles for the achila. V'hala negia. And that is for negia. So the assumption is, it makes sense. Why? It says, ishish mizarom v'tzaro zaba kodeshim lo yochal. That's a ben azara for achila chuma. Then, negia is b'chol kodesh lo tiga. So b'chol kodesh lo tiga means that you cannot touch chuma. When you are tameh, you're not allowed to touch chuma. Make it tameh. So the Gemara says, the Gemara stops over here, and now they're going to go off on a tangent with Reish Lakish about B'chul Kodesh Lo Tiga. The only question by Reish Lakish, which is unclear from here, is how does Reish Lakish learn out that the two of Achila Negia by Chuma? Now, the Gemara used Ish Mizarom V'Hutzer Ozav to teach you about Negia originally. It was from B'chul Kodesh Lo Tiga. That's what it sounded like they're using it. Although the Pasuk is specifically talking about B'kodshim Lo Yochal. So it seems to me that Reish Lakish is missing an azhara, either for achilat shuma or for negiat shuma. And it's more likely that it's the negiat shuma that he's missing the azhara for, because the achilah is what's mentioned in the pasuk. It's the kochim lo yochal, which sounds like we're talking about achilah, not about negiat. So that the Gemara does not address, which you don't have an answer to, unless it's subsumed in this azhara. But kochim lo yochal is both tuma, it's both negiat and achilah. Right, that's a possibility, although it seems hard to say that, because the punishments are different. Negiah only gets Malkot, whereas Achilah of Chuma is Mita Bidei Shemaim. All right, so there's a different punishment for them. So it's hard to say that they have a single azhara over here. So here, the Gemara does not address that issue. So we'll leave it open. We don't know where the azhara for Reish Lakish is when it comes to Negiah B'Truma. Now the Gemara says, can Reish Lakish really use B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga to teach you how that a person who is B'Tumatame, B'Tumataguf is not allowed to eat Kodshim? How can he really use that for that? Why? Because Reish Lakish uses this pasuk for a number of other items. So now the Gemara's in trouble with this. What's that? So that's what Gemara says right over here. That's what he uses it for, to teach you a person with tumata guf cannot eat kodshim, it's an azhara. He learns out, he needs that for a warning for someone, a tamei who touches kodesh. Didmar, tamei shenaga b'kodesh. A tamei, a person who's tamei, who touches kodesh, Reish Lakish amar lokeh, Reish Lakish says he gets malkot, Yochanan amar ain't a lokeh, he does not get malkot. Reish Lakish amar lokeh, b'chol kodesh loti gah. That's exactly what it says. B'chol kodesh, you have tamei, your tamei tumat v'guf, don't touch kodesh. It's the pashup shot of the pasuk. B'chol kodesh loti gah. Rabbi Yochanan says amar ain't a lokeh, why? How was hara l'chuma? That he needs for the azhara for chuma, not to touch chuma. Tosos ask over here, wait a minute, now you have an amazing thing. According to Rabbi Yochanan, someone who touches chuma, azhara, you get malkot. Someone who touches kodshim, no malkot, there's no love. Right, so kodshim, which are high, how could he ever have it? It's chuma. So Tosos, because of that, comes up to Pshara and says that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that even by chuma, you're not going to get malkot. That the whole kodshim, you got this digi malkot, just teaches you a restriction. Ah, why does he move it over there? Because he says that the pasuk has to be talking about it because of other drashot, it has to be talking about truma. But still, it's also, you can't understand, how could it be that touching kodesh, no malkot. Touching truma, yes malkot. So, enochanami could be that, but the logic doesn't dictate. So Tos Nian says, oh, even by truma, Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree, no malkot, just a isur. That's established over here. The Gemara says, azara the truma udata. So the Gemara says, Tana tamei shenaga b'kodesh. So the Gemara, now this is Reish Lakish speaking. Ah, I have now two limudim b'chol kodesh lo tiga. One teaches me what? That tamei shenaga b'kodesh gets a lav. And also at it, it's the azhara for achilat kodshim b'tumat aguf. How could I have both of them? So Reish Lakish says, no problem. I'll tell you why. Because me, the afka rachmanov l'shon negiyah. The pasuk is really talking about achilat kodshim. Ah, now, but it used the word nigiyah. The fact that it told you they used the word nigiyah for achila comes to teach me that even if you touch kodesh when you're tamei, chayav, you get malkot. Ah, how do I know it's talking about achila and not nigiyah? Like Gemara says, because azhara, because over here, how do I know that the azhara, that it's referring to something? Because it says, itkush kodesh the mikdash. Says why? There's a hekesh. What does the pasuk say? I'm going to read you the pasuk again from Parshat Tazriah. So shloshim yom shlosh yamim tishe b'nei tara b'chol kodesh lo tiga vela mikdash lo tavo. What is the punishment for someone who comes in b'tumat aguf into the mikdash? That we know from Parshat Chukat. Karet. So Parshat says there's a hekesh between b'chol kodesh lo tiga and a mikdash lo tavo. Just like when you go into the mikdash you get karet, also when you touch kodesh you get karet. There's no karet for touching kodesh. It's only a lav. So I have to come up with something that by kodesh is chayav karet. What's that? That's someone who eats kodesh b'tumat aguf. So that's how Reish Lakish knows the pasuk has to be talking about achila over here. Because of the hekesh to mikdash yavo, which is b'karet, I have to be talking about a case of karet. The only case by karet, by tumat aguf, and kodesh is eating kodesh b'tumat aguf. So that's how I know it's an azhara for tumat aguf, eating kodesh. But I also know that it's an azhara for touching kodesh because it used the word tiga instead of achila. The Gemara is not done here because Reish Lakish also uses b'chol kodesh tiga for one other thing. He says, the Gemara says, ah, v'akate l'hochu u'da'ata, is that what Reish Lakish can use it for? How we bayle l'tamei shachal basar kodesh lifnei tzvikat danim. Oh, and he needs it for someone to eat. Someone who's tamei tumat aguf eats it before the zrikat adam, before it's nitar yedei zrikat adam al mizbeach. Didmar, tamei shachal basar kodesh lifnei zrikat adamim. Tamei who eats basar kodesh before there was zrikat adam. Now, what's the question over here? After zrikat adam, it's mutar be'achila. So the only problem you have now is that you're eating it b'tumat aguf. Before zrikat adam, you have an additional problem, which is that it's not even mutar be'achila. It's not even mutar ba'achila. Having tumat aguf may not be male or marid, may not make a difference whatsoever.
What's the Jewish for being created before the zrikat adam?
Right, so that's right now. That's where Reish Lakish Shamar Lokeh. Reish Lakish says you get Malkot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Lokeh. Rabbi Yochanan says no Malkot for beforehand. Reish Lakish Shamar Lokeh Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. Says Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. Don't touch any Kodesh. Right? Bechol Tiga. And we know that's talking about Achila. So we know it's talking about Achila. It doesn't matter. Lifnei Zrikat Adamim. Acharei Zrikat Adamim. Where does it say? There's no differentiation over here before or after. It just says Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. We know according to Reish Lakish, it's talking about Achila. Lo Shna Lifnei Zrikat. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Lokeh. Why? How do I know this? Because Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, Rabbi Yochanan's going to use the Amar Kra. But where does Rabbi Yochanan know that you cannot eat Kodesh B'tumat Aguf? Where did he learn that out of? He learned that out from the Gzera Shava of Tani Bargala, that Tumato, Tumato. So where does he learn it out? He learns it out from the Tumah that is written by Shlomim, to the Tumah that is written by Nichnas Lamikdash. And let me read you the pasuk. Vanefesh asher tuchal basar mizevach hashlamim asher l'Hashem, v'tumoto alav nichvata nefeshahu mi'amel. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says over here, it says mizevach hashlamim asher l'Hashem, v'tumah eno ra'oi l'achila ala achar zrika. Right? Why? Because that the only thing lama limishum tumatim gulei akati lo nira leachila inura oy leachila right? Ela lachar zvika. That the only time you can get asher tochal mi bazar zevach shlamim, it sounds like you could eat the bazar zevach shlamim. It's already mutar. So if it's already mutar, that's only after zvika tadam. So that's the way Rabbi Yochanan is learning tumato tumato to teach you that someone who's tamei b'tumat aguf eating kodesh is where we know that's hara from. We know that's hara from the gzera shava tuma tuma. Now tumato tumato by tumato we know that it's limited to shlamim, or not to shlamim, but any korban that is mutar ba'achila. That means it only applies after achila, not before achila. That's the way the Rabbeinu Chananel allows. Rashi, on the other hand, says, oh, how do I know? That is because the pasuk, he says, b'menachot, it says, perek shlishi, yachol yeyechai bin alav mishum tumah kodem zvika, talmud omar, kol tahor yachal basar, v'nefesh asher tuchal basar, hanitar letaharim, chayim alav mishum tumah. Only things that you're chayav, right, that is mutar, for someone tahor to eat, are you chayav on it? There's a hekesh between the tahor eating kodesh and the tamei not eating kodesh that tells you only something that a tahor could eat is someone who's tamei restricted in eating. So again, that would only be after zrikata damim. So Rabbi Yochanan's limud is limited to after zrikata damim. If that's the case, no malkot for eating the kodshim lifnei zrikata damim bitumata guf. So the Gemara says, all right, now I have a problem, because Reish Lakish is now using Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga again. So that says, no problem. Hai, mi Bechol Kodesh. And he learns it out from Bechol. Kol is an inclusive term. The Kodesh says, B'demei Tara Kodesh Lo Tiga. What does it mean, Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga? Bechol means both Lifnei Zrikat Adamim and after Zrikat Adamim. So he learns it out from the word Kol. He learns it out from the word Naga or Nigya, that you're not allowed to, someone to where the goof can't touch Kodesh. And then the fact that it's Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga, the Hekesh of Migdash Lo Tavo, teaches that by Achila, that it's an Azara. So he uses this one Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga for three Azarot. Right? These two of them are going to give you Malkot, and one of them is going to, an Azara, to give you Karet. So that's it. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kavata the Reish Lakish, of a price that supports the position of Reish Lakish, Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga, Azara, Dochel. Ataomer, Azara, Dochel, Oeno, El, Azara, the Nogeya. So then, touching or eating? Tamalomer, Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga, Vele Mikdash Lo Tavo. That's the Hekesh. Mekish Kodesh to Mikdash. Ma Mikdash Yeshbar, Davar, Yeshbar, Nitilat Neshama, Karet. Alko Davar, Yeshbar, Nitilat Neshama, Karet. What's Karet? Vibin Igia, Mika, Nitilat Neshama. Touching Kodesh does not have a punishment of Karet, Ela, Beachila. Only time you have a punishment of Karet when it comes to Achila. All right, we're going to stop over here. Once again, I have a chart here for you that you can look over. We'll just summarize the sugya, which is that we have a number of items that we're looking for a limud for. So here we look. The first one we're looking for is a bala mikdash tamei. Someone who comes into a mikdash tamei, I want to know what the azara is and what the onus is. Here, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan both agree. That is, the azara is lo yitamu et machanehem, and the onus is et mishkan Hashem timei ben nichre ta. Everybody agrees to that. We get on to the next one, is tamei shachal kodesh. Someone has is tamei to Mata Guf, and eats Kodesh after Zrikat Adamim. So over here, the Onesh, everybody agrees to. The Onesh is, Anefesh Shutuchal Basar Mizevach Shalim Hashem Hashem, and Tumato Alav, and Nechrita. That we know is correct. There are actually two other Kritot. We'll learn this in the Gemara and Shavuot. In the Gemara and Shavuot, asks, why do you have three times? Actually, the Psukim, right before, with the Psukim in Emor, they're talking about Shuma, right before there's a Pasuk that says, if you eat Tumato Guf, you get correct. So it's actually mentioned three times, the Gemara and Shavuot deals with that. But nevertheless, we know the Onesh, everybody agrees to that. Well, now we start to enter into the area, what's the Azhara for someone who eats Tumat Aguf Kodesh. So Reish Lakish believes that it comes from Bechol Kodesh Lotiga, but not from Bechol Kodesh Lotiga by itself, but the Hekesh to Kodesh to Migdash. The fact that it's juxtaposed to the term of Bechol El Migdash Lotavo teaches you it has to be something that about Karet. Karet is only about Achilah. Rabbi Yochanan learns that out from Tumato, Tumato. He learns out the Gzer Sheva Tumato, the Tumato that's found by the Parsha, the Onesh of the Tamei that enters the Mikdash, and the Tumato that is found by the, right, the Onesh of someone, a Tamei, the Tumato Guf, that eats Kodesh. Next, Nigia Bitruma. Someone who touches Truma, is there an Asara or not? So over here we have the Onesh, right? It seems to be that both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are going to agree that there is Malkot over here, that they both get Malkot. Now, the question we raise here is, where does Rabbi Reish Lakish learn it from? We're not sure. So if Reish Lakish has no limud, then he would not have Malkot over here. But assuming that he does have a limud for it, then he would have Malkot. Rabbi Yochanan learns out, Nigiyah B'Trumah from Bechol Kodesh Lo Tiga. And therefore he's Loket. I told you, look in Tosfos, because Tosfos over here says he doesn't get Malkot, because how could it be that he gets Malkot by Trumah, not by Kodesh? But nevertheless, from the Pashtus of Gemara is that he would get Malkot. Next, Achilat Truma, eating Truma. The Onesh is Umeitu Bo Ki Chalulu, that's found in Parshat Emor. Is Mita Bidei Shemayim. Here the Gemara like equates it with Karet. It doesn't really separate, but it's really Mita Bidei Shemayim, not Karet. That Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish agree. Where is the Lav? Where's the Azhara for that? Well, Rabbi Yochanan learns that out from Ish Mizeron Vutarazav, right? Be Kodoshim Lo Yochal. That's what he learns out. That's talking about Truma. Reish Lakish probably learns it out from there as well, because Jim Lo Yochal. The only problem is, if he learns that, where does he know Nigiyat Truma from? So I left those as question marks for you. That has to be investigated. Next, Tamei Shinaga B'Kodesh. Tamei that touches Kodesh, what's the din? What's the Onesh? Well, according to Reish Lakish, the Onesh is that you get Malkot. According to Rabbi Yochanan, ain't a loke. Why? Because Reish Lakish believes B'Chol Kodesh Lo Tiga is referring to that. That's the Tiga. The word Tiga, instead of Achila, is what teaches you that. Rabbi Yochanan loses B'Chol Kodesh Lo Tiga for Truma, for touching Truma. So touching Truma, that's where Tosus comes up with the problem. Rabbi Yochanan over here says no Malkot, and over there he's going to say Malkot. Right, and the last thing we said is Tamei Shachal Kodesh Lifnei Zvikat HaDamim. Tamei who eats Kodesh before Zvikat HaDamim. The Onesh, here is subject to Machlokas again. Again, Reish Lakish says Lokeh. Rabbi Yochanan says Eino Lokeh. Reish Lakish says Lokeh. Why? It says Bechol Kodesh Lotika. That's Bechol. Bechol teaches you Afilu Lifnei Zvikat HaDamim. You also get a Lav. There's a Lav associated with it. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that? Because he says Atya Tumato Tumato. It says Tumato Tumato, and we know that Tumato comes from Shlamim. Shlamim is talking about a case, either a case of Shlamim, which is Achar Zrikat Tamim, right, because it has to be a case where you can eat the Shlamim, or like Rashi who says over here, there's some sort of Hekesh between Achila B'Tara and Achila B'Tuma. Only someone who's permissible to eat B'Tara, is there a restriction against someone eating B'Tuma? If there's no permissibility for someone B'Tara, it's not for everybody, then there's no restriction against eating it B'Tuma. Okay, we'll stop over here.